Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar. Now it's time for our much grander pop quiz. Quite remarkable. We have 63 questions covering 63 topics covered on 21 blot from Daf Beis to Chav Beis in Maseches Brachos. Here we go. Question number one. Where do we learn the importance of having a Makom Kavua? That's on Daf Vav. Question number two. Where do we learn the importance of washing before Tefillah? That's on Daf Tes Vav. Good. Question number three. Where do we learn the Machlokas regarding the latest time to eat the Karban Pesach? That's on Daf Tes. Good. Question number four. Where do we learn they want to include Aseres Adibos before Kriyat Shema, but they abolish that practice outside the base of Migdash? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Great. Question number five. Where do we learn that workers can say Shema up in a tree? That's on Daf Tes Zayin. Great. Question number six. Where do you learn about the Kinor of David, the harp of David, would blow at Chatzot because of the northern wind? That's on Daf Gimel. Great. Question number seven. Where do we learn about Shnai Mikra Ve'echa Targum? That's on Daf Ches. Excellent. Question number eight. Where do we learn the five ways that the Neshama is like a Kodesh Baruch Hu? That's on Daf Yud. Question number nine. Where do we learn that one who cares for the burial of a close relative is Patr from all mitzvahs even if the deceased is not in front of him? That's on Daf Yud Ches. Excellent. Question number ten. Where do we learn that there's a Malchokas where the one is Somek Gula Tefillah at Mariv? That's on Daf Dalet. Good. Question number 11. Where do we learn that in Eretz Yisrael they abbreviated Kriyat Shema by only saying a short third parsha? That's on Daf Yud Dalet. Good. Question number 12. Where do we have the Mishnah regarding this month for Kriyat Shema at night? That's on Daf Beis. Good. Question number 13. Where do we learn about the various tefillahs of the Tanaim and the Amoraim that we've incorporated many of those in our own tefillahs? That's on Daf Yud Zayin. Question number 14. Where do we learn about the sugya of Tzadik Varalwa, why the righteous suffer? That's on Daf Zayin. Good. Question number 15. Where do we learn out that there's machlokas regarding whether one needs to be in a certain position to recite the Shema? That's on Daf Yud Aleph. Good. Question number 16. Where do we learn out that one should not call Avraham Avram? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Question number 17. Where do we learn about the Gimel Mishmaros, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu roars like a lion in Shemayim, and there's Simanim down here on earth? That's on Daf Gimel. Great. Question number 18. Where do you learn out that there's considerations regarding haughtiness, such as a chassan reciting Kriyat Shema on his first night of marriage? That's on Daf Yud Zayin. Wonderful. Question number 19. Where do we learn about the value of greeting a melech, even a non-Jewish melech? That's on Daf Tess. Good. Question number 20. Where do we learn that one should never disparage a deceased Talmud Chacham? That's on Daf Yud Tess. Question number 21. Where do we learn that words of Torah are not Makabal Tuma because they're like Eish, they're like fire? That's on Daf Chav Beis. Question number 22. Where do we learn that one should not go into a churban, into a ruin? That's on Daf Gimel. Question number 23. Where do we learn that Kavod Abriya's personal dignity is not Docha Alosase? That's on Daf Yud Tes. Question number 24. Where do we learn about a woman's obligation to bench, whether it's the Raiser or the Rabbanim? That's on Daf Chaf. Excellent. Question number 25. Where do we learn that after the Beis Hamikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only resides in the Dalet Amos of Halacha? That's on Daf Ches. Good. Question number 26. Where do we learn about the importance of Bimarich the Echad, lengthening the Echad in Kriyat Shema? That's on Daf Yud Gimel. Great. Question number 27. Where do you learn that a Kohen can eat Truma at Seis? He does not have to wait until the following morning to bring a carbon if he was Mechusar Kapora. That's on Daf Beis. Good. Where do you learn about Birkas Kriyat Shema? There are 3 in the morning and 4 in the evening. That's on Daf Yud Aleph. Good. Question 29. Where do we learn that you need to put spaces between the words in Shema? Liten Revach Benet Vekim. That's on Daf Tes Vav. Good. Question number 30. Where do we learn about the Gimel Matanos Tobos, the 3 good gifts were given to us, but they're only acquired through Yisurin? That's on Daf. Hey, good. Question number 31. Where do we learn that Chazal wanted to incorporate Parshas Balak in Kriyat Shema, but they didn't because of Tirka de Dizibura? That's on Daf Yud Beis. Good. Question 32. Where do we learn Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's reasoning for the order of the Parshios in Shema? That's on Daf Yud Dalet. Good. Question number 33. Where do we learn why Moshe Rabbeinu said Kechatzot and not Chatzot? That's on Daf Dalet. Good. Question number 34. Where do we learn the Chassan is Patur from Kriyat Shema because Tirta the Mitzvah? That's on Daf That's Zion. Great. Question 35. Where do we learn out the reason why women merit Olam Haba? That's on Daf. Yud Zion. Question 36. Where do we learn out the Kosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin? That's on Daf. Vav. Good. Question number 37. Where do we learn out that one should never give up hope? A few of Cheruch Chadim and Nachat Tzavar Shal Adam. Ayimna Atzma Min Arachamim. That's on Daf. Yud. Good. Question 38. Where do we have the sugya regarding whether the dead are aware of what's happening here in Olam Hazeh? That's on Daf. Yud Ches. Good. Question 39. Where do we learn out that certain tefillos that require a timely response? That's on Daf. Ches. Good. Question number 40. Where do we have the machlokes whether Kriya Shema is a Daraisa or a Darabanan? That's on Daf. Chaf Aleph. Good. Question 41. Where do we learn out there's a moment every day that Kosh Baruch Hu gets angry? That's on Daf. Zion. Question 42. Where do we learn out that we recite all the Birchas of Torah? That's on Daf. Yid Aleph. Great, so we're moving into the final leg of this much grander quiz. Question number 43. Where do we learn out that one should not eat before Shachris? Losochu Adam, that's on Daf. Yud, good. Question number 44. Where do we learn out the reason why the earlier generation was Zochet to Nisi miracles? That's on Daf. Chaf, good. Question number 45. Where do we learn Gadol Shemusha Shatora Yosr Milumuda? That serving a Talmud Chacham is greater than learning from him? That's on Daf. Zion, question number 46. Where do you learn about Kriya Shema Hamita? That's on Daf. Hey, good. Question number 47. Where do you learn out the Malchokas whether Balke requires Arbim Sa or Tisha Kabim? 40 Sa or 9 Kabim? That's on Daf. Chabez, question 48. Where do we learn that one who recites Ashrei 3 times is guaranteed a place in Olam Haba? That's on Daf. Dalet. Question 49. Where do we learn that the Rabban Gamliel accepted comfort for the loss of Tavi, a servant? That was on Daf. Tezayin. Question number 50. Where do we learn about the importance of being Mesameach HaChasam? That's on Daf. Vav. Good. Question 51. Where do we learn about Goleg L'Rush, that one should not mock the dead by wearing his sitzes out in a cemetery? That's on Daf. Yud Ches. Good. Question 52. Where do we learn Ein Chavush Matir Atzma Mibes Asurim, that one can't free himself from his own prison? That's on Daf. Hey, good. Question 53. Where do we have the Malchokas regarding how much of Shema requires Kavana? That's on Daf. Yud Gimel. Good. Question 54. Where do we learn that the reason why a Baal Keri specifically requires Tevila is because of Kalas Rosh? On Daf. Chabez. Question 55. Where do we learn that the earliest time for a Kriya Shema in the morning is one can recognize his friend from 4 amas away? That's on Daf. Test. Good. Question 56. Where do we learn out Al Tiftach Pele Satan? One should not open his mouth to the Satan. That's on Daf. Yud Test. Great. Question 57. Where do we have the 6 different opinions for the earliest time for Kriya Shema in the evening? That's on Daf. Bays. Question 58. Where do we learn out regarding interruptions during Hallel? That's on Daf. Yadad. Question 59. Where do we have the Malchus regarding a late comer coming to Shul? That's on Daf. Chaf Aleph. Great. Question number 60. Where do we learn that there are 5 reasons why the Parsha of Tzitzes was included in Kriya Shema? That's on Daf. Yud Beis. Question number 61. Where do we have the Malchus whether one was required to hear himself say the Shema? That's on Daf. Tezvav. Question number 62. Where do we learn that Takanas Ezra was modeled after Har Sinai, and therefore, tefillah is only required for speaking words of Torah? That's on Daf. Chaf. And finally, question number 63 in our much grander pop quiz is, where do we have the sources for the brachas deraisa, birchas amazon, and birchas of Torah? That's on Daf. Chaf Aleph. Excellent. Great. We have now completed our much grander pop quiz. Yesh koach for everyone for participating. I'm sure you did exceptionally well. Of course, you can come back to this. Test yourself throughout the week. Tighten up the simanim that you may not have down 100% pat, and just keep steigen. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.